This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wake up, rise and shine. Depending on where you are in the world, literally people all around the world listening to this program with Doug. My friend Victoria is here. Jennifer is here. Kara is here. Bill Cosby is not here.
No.
People in the news, Mr. Cosby will stand trial on the sexual assault charges. The judge heard the accuser's claims. Judge Elizabeth McHugh ruling yesterday that Cosby will stand trial. The accuser is Andrea Constant, 42 years old. She says that he drugged her and raped her in 2004. Wasn't in court. The affidavit was read in court. She claimed the actor gave her an herbal medication and told her to drink wine. And then he did his thing, apparently. What a disgusting old pig.
Okay, I get it. It is disgusting, and I'm not making any excuses for that behavior. But I also have to question the woman.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask this of Victoria.
You think there's some women who are along for the ride here?
No. I'm not suggesting that at all. I believe, I mean, look, when you have 50-something women coming out and giving the same story.
You think they all have equally...
I don't know that they all have, Dougie, but I know that, I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. That's a lot of people with the same type of story, okay?
Yes, yeah.
But my question is not about that. My question is about the judgment of a woman, because here's the deal. If I'm going to someone's house that I don't know, if I don't want to be taken advantage of, and they handed me some sort of pill that I didn't know what it was and said, swallow it down with some wine, I'd get the heck out of there so fast you'd see pew marks behind me. I'd be running. I mean, give me a break. If you don't want to be taken advantage of, you don't put yourself in these stupid situations.
What's a pew mark?
It's those little steam marks in the cartoons, you know, when they go, woo!
I didn't know that had a name.
I call it a pew mark.
All right, so Bill Cosby's lawyers suggest that this one person never said no to his advances. So
this is where the gray area is.
Right, exactly.
Because, they're drugged, so they can't say no. But why are they drugged? They're sitting at Bill Cosby's house. Yep. A famous actor with the reputation of being a womanizer is handing you pills and a cocktail. And you're like, all right, why not? Down the hatch.
I mean, but then when a lot of these women, I'm looking now at their statements, there's 58 women in total. And when they're saying things like, I could barely stand up. I felt like I was going to pass out or get sick. He made me kneel down. I don't want to repeat what happened next. This other woman says, I don't remember leaving dinner. When I came to, I was lying in Bill Cosby's bed, not my own. I mean,
the difference. The ones that he drugged unknowingly, this is not a defense of Bill Cosby. These actions are deplorable regardless of whether he handed a pill to someone or put it in their drink. But I'm calling into question the behavior of this particular woman who he handed the pills to and the alcohol. I mean, I'm guessing, Victoria and Kara, and I'm curious to know, if you're with someone, and maybe it's someone you really, really like, and they just handed you a pill and a glass of wine, would you take it, or would you think that they were trying to take advantage of you?
Yeah, I mean, I just wonder
how, like, it's hard to talk about because you don't really know how it went down. Like, you know, I have a feeling he wasn't just like, here, take this. You know, like,
he's an actor. Said, let's do some drugs together and this will get you high. And then someone's like, okay, it's Bill Cosby. You're really famous and I really want to be here. Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, I do think it's true that, in some of these situations, it's possible it was preventable, and it's sad that it happened if it was preventable, but it makes me nervous talking about this because I feel like it takes away from what a terrible human being he is. And I feel like this happens in all situations.
Oh, I don't think it takes away from that.
No, but
terrible.
And in all situations like this, with sexual assault and rape, I feel like, you know, the woman's behavior is always called into question. And I feel like it takes away from, yes, maybe we need to talk about it, but I feel like it takes away from addressing the culture that allows men like Bill Cosby to think that they can do
And see, here's the thing. I hate the victim culture, and I know we don't like to use the word hate here, Dougie, but I hate feeling like a victim myself. I hate looking at other people who are in the victim role, who feel like victims. So part of what I always try to look at in situations like this is how not to be a victim anymore. How do we fix this? You can't fix every disgusting male predator on the planet. You just can't do it. They're going to be there. And whether we make excuses or not, they're just going to be there. And so how do we protect ourselves as women is the question. And I would say one of those things that is really important that we talk about this is, hey, even if you're at someone's house that's a famous movie star and that you think you might want to rub up against a little bit because they're a star, you still have to watch out for yourself. You can't put yourself in a vulnerable situation.
I can't imagine anybody want to rub up against that. Ugh. Good God.
Course, well not anymore. They won't. For fame. I mean, you know.
13 past the hour. Let's talk about your pillow, my pillow. I have not done this, but I think I will do it right now. As a matter of fact, as soon as we're done talking about my pillow, I'm going to stick them in the dryer. We had yesterday. I stuck mine in the dryer yesterday. And how did it work?
Great. They're great.
You didn't jump in the dryer after it.
No, I put the pillows in. I stayed out.
I see. Okay. You used them last night. It was much better, right?
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Well, Victoria really taught us that.
Yeah.
Even though the nearest dryer is four blocks away.
I'm glad you remembered that.
Good news. Yes, right. The good news is that she has a pillow. Now you can get your own My Pillow, two of them, as a matter of fact, for the price of one, to assure you're going to get a good night's rest. It's a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat, doesn't get hot. It's got a patented fill that you put in the dryer when you get it, and it does something. It sort of fluffs it up, so you feel much better. You wrap yourself. It's sort of conforming to the various contours in your body. It's super duper. And yours, one you pay for, one is free. 800-874-8985. Two pillows, that's right, two, for the price of one. You've heard all the girls here talk about how great this is. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call for your own My Pillow and get one free for your partner or whomever. 800-874-8985. Should I call you girls? I was wondering.
Yeah.
Women, the ladies here.
Yeah. I'm fine with girls. Don't call us late for dinner, Dougie.
Oh, my God, is that awful. 800, that'd be something I'd say. 800-874-8985 or go to mypillow.com to order your pillow, your My Pillow. 800-874-8985, code DS.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until May 25th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. Go to ShopYourWay.com for details.
That was disrespectful. 17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I was just talking with the ladies here about starting haying on the farm this weekend.
Hey! Hi!
So then Victoria, the city brat, starts with a dung 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 some farm song like
that's Doug on a tractor with some hay coming out of his mouth.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay, let's do some more people in the news. Kris Jenner has become the face of a business school, getting paid $105,000 a year to advertise. Apparently, it gives degrees illegally, and is going to open in Trump Tower. Legacy Business School, private institution set to open in September. Trump Tower School is believed to be a rebranded school called the European School of Economics, investigated by the New York Department of Education. It operates illegally, and so...
Who would be shocked to know that a diploma handed to you with Kris Kardashian's face on it would be illegal? That's so bizarre.
Do you know, none of you probably remember Gene Parr?
Right? No.
Am I safe?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. You're safe.
Gene Parr was probably the first really good female news person on television. Started in New York, hosted her own talk show there. She's sort of along the same lines as, what's her face on WOR? Hamburg. Joan Hamburg, who is, what now, about 89, I think? 88, 89, still on the radio? Mm-hmm. All right. So this lady, Jean Parr, started as a CBS news producer. She was doing local news, and she made a lot of mistakes, and the people at CBS liked her, so they hired her. And the reason I tell you this story for two reasons. One, because she was really very good, very comfortable in her own skin, and quite a bit of fun, but a good reporter. But she also was Chris Noth's mother. She died yesterday, age 92. I did not ever know that she was Chris Noth's mother, because that wasn't her name. But she goes back to the days of... Jack Parr, but I do not believe they were related.
I was going to say, when you said Parr, that's who I immediately thought of.
I don't think they're related, but I'll have to look that up. We'll have to check out that, do a Google search or Wikipedia or something. All right, another woman in the news is Mary Lou Brunner. Remember her? Mary Lou, former kindergarten teacher, used her Facebook page to post her views on politics and education. She called the Boy Scouts a homosexual organization. And declared that Mr. Obama had her investigated because on Facebook she said that he was a pedophile. What else did she call him?
Sounds like a nice lady.
Oh, yeah, right. She campaigned for a seat on the Board of Education, which sets the standards for education in Texas. And she got the most votes in the Republican primary. That tells you something about Texas. But she was defeated by somebody else. But the voters did their homework on her and found out. She said, I'm just saying what I believe, and that most people in the district believe the same thing. They agree with me. She was an influential member of the Tea Party at the beginning. Now, I'm a Tea Partier, and I would never say some of the things, even though I don't like Obama, I'd never say some of the stupid things that she said, so she deserved to get beaten, and she did.
What? What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
The first couple of episodes of the six-part... Yeah, he didn't remember that.
You said we. I mean, I was just wondering if you were taking...
Mary.
You know, like us.
Yeah, I'm not taking you. I'm taking Mary.
Oh, you're not taking us. We're not special enough.
Well, that's not true, but you're not here.
Uh-oh. What if we made ourselves available?
You'd have to sit behind us.
Oh, in steerage, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mr. Steffen.
Those tickets are $124. The ones we get probably be a little more expensive than that. All right, so McCartney.
Sheesh.
Okay, calm down. There's a virtual reality documentary, a sort of docu-series, with this is associated with his new album that's coming out. That's why he's doing the tour. First couple of episodes. This is a six-part virtual reality documentary about McCartney. It actually debuted yesterday on the virtual reality app created by John. Anybody have this?
No, but I've heard it's great.
Why does he go this route? Why doesn't he go a more popular route? Or is he trying to, maybe he's invested in this and he puts his name on something like this. Will people go out and get the app?
I have a feeling he's heavily involved with these guys. These guys were backed by Google and some other big names. And when they launched their app, he gave them an exclusive video and performance.
Right.
So I have a feeling that there's some extra stuff tied in there in the behind
he
the
was
scenes.
On the BBC yesterday promoting this. And he was talking, it was quite an extensive interview. He talked about battling depression. He developed a drinking problem after the Beatles broke up. He said, quote, "I was very depressed. You would be too. You're breaking up from your lifelong friends." McCartney went on to say that he considered quitting music altogether before he formed Wings. He said, "When we got together, we were awful, terrible. We knew Linda couldn't play, but she learned. And looking back on it, I'm really happy that I did." I am happy he did, too, because I think Wings is fabulous. I think a lot of the stuff that they have done are really terrific. All right, so this reality series, yesterday the first of the two episodes, they're going to do two more on May 31st, and then the week after that, so June 14th would be the last if I do my math correctly. The documentary series built around the release of his album, Pure McCartney. So what do we know about this? Is this compilation of old stuff or this
old stuff? Yeah,
there's no new stuff.
No, I believe
anything
it's
from
all
live
old
performances.
Stuff.
Any live performances?
Don't know yet. It comes out on June 10th, and he talks through the virtual reality experience of the album. Is kind of interesting. And Taylor Swift did this when her album first came out too with American Express. So it'll be interesting to see. It's all in his home, and he talks about each song and has memories and shares anecdotes about each recording.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really great for any Paul McCartney fan.
Yeah. It sounds good. The Jot virtual reality app is available across a lot of different platforms, including iOS and Android, Samsung, that sort of thing. All right, so there's that story. We ought to spend, well, a day is not complete without some news of who's trying to rip off Prince's estate. Two women who most recently claimed to be heirs of Prince's estate objecting to having to take blood tests.
Oh, wonder why.
You're trying to make, come on.
Yeah. All right. Brianna Nelson and Janine Hollerin, on behalf of their minor daughter, filing an objection to the judge's order. What a bunch of...
Oh, come on. You want the money, you got to swab. Come on.
Right. Nelson said her father was Prince's half-brother. I'm sure we're all related. 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon must be 6 degrees of separation from Prince. I think I'm related to him. I think I'm going to file a suit against his estate for $40 million. What do you say? We're going to join?
Purple, so maybe.
Yeah. Hey, yeah,
the interesting thing
underwear.
About this, though, is that it's they say basically that they both have... what was I going to say? They had... In the state of, Minnesota.
Yeah.
That apparently you don't have to take a blood test. That's the
really?
Worst part of the whole story.
Oh, that's so dumb.
Yes.
Yeah.
They
yes.
weren't planning on Prince living there.
Hmm.
They said they've satisfied whatever the legal requirements are already by filling a form out. That's literally what their defense is.
All right. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Music is with us. Wherever we go. Whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Traditional Pro, just $349. Sing it out loud with a Shure SM48 vocal mic, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, 3 packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800- 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682. It's a red rosy day. It's a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, opening the book on another half hour of conversation. We're going to be joined in a few minutes by Dr. Garth Graham, who has introduced the Healthiest Cities and Counties Challenge all across our country. So we're going to find out how you can learn from these people who are trying to work on the health and well-being of people in our country. Not a bad deal. I want to say hi to Justin Herring, who's listening in Wadi, Kentucky. W-A-D-D-Y, Wadi, Kentucky.
And it's a great name.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to come across with some wise apple remark, I can tell.
No, it's a great name, Wadi.
Wadi. Toyota, recalling 1.5 million vehicles. Do you know how many times Toyotas have recalls? This year, last year, why would anybody buy one of these things? People say, oh, they're great cars. Every time I turn around, you drive a Honda, right? Victoria drives a Honda.
No, that's my boyfriend's crappy car.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, what do you drive? It was a crappy car, but I don't want to say that because I want to hurt your feelings.
He's not hurting my feelings.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Condoms are generally pretty reliable, though, right? They have a really great
reliable
resale value.
It's just crappy and old.
Yeah, right. What about, well, let's see, Jennifer's driving Honda, doesn't make, Toyota makes Lexus, so you're driving a Toyota.
I'm driving a Toyota, a fancy Toyota.
Fancy Toyota. Kara's driving a fancy Chevrolet, if I remember correctly.
I used to have a Chevy. I have a Ford now, which I think people call fix or repair daily, although I haven't had any issues with it.
Well, you GMC was a general mess of crap. That's what you used to hear from those.
Well, I had a Jeep, just enough essential parts.
Yeah, really.
Apparently, we should just give up. None of these cars are anything.
I don't. What do we have? What's the nickname for the Range Rover? Anybody got any nicknames for Range Rover? I don't know of any, if they are. Anyway, the point about Toyota, where I got started, is that they're recalling more cars because of more problems with airbags. Why is this company still in business? Every time you turn around, there's a problem with these Takata airbags. Why do they still allow them to be put in cars? They make most of the airbags for most of the cars, no matter what the price of the car, it's all the same airbag. Kind of reminds me of a lot of other things. Do you know, putting things into perspective a little bit, one of the things that has become of interest to me, and I've been studying more and more of it in the last 3 or 4 weeks because the thought just came into my mind one day when we were shopping and Meredith was complaining about the quality of produce, and then I go into various types of mid-range grocery stores and then the upper range grocery stores and the convenience stores, you know, the 7-Elevens, that kind of stuff. When you go in, you look around, the produce is all the same. The bananas all come from Dole or Chiquita. The apples all come from, you look at the little stickers, they all come from Orchards or a company that has Orchards or controls Orchards all around the country. You've got Driscoll with raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, and blackberries. They control that market. Go into a grocery store, you'll find sometimes, once in a while, a different brand, but you see Driscoll everywhere. And remember I was talking to you about the source of milk, how the milk flow in this country is controlled pretty much by one company. That's the way it's going. And that's why the produce is so bad, because it's all coming from the same source. So they're all buying the same source. They can say organic on it, and there's a difference there, but it's still coming from the same sources, and therefore I don't trust that it really is organic. I think everything gets sort of mumbo-jumbo together, and they just don't get caught. And so that's why we have problems with that sort of thing. But it goes across the board and affects everything. All cars really are the same. I used to think, and I use the Range Rover as an example, there's very little difference except on the appointments. The full-size Range Rover and the Ford Explorer. They were designed by the same man when Ford used to own Range Rover. It was the last year they designed what is out now. And
so then why do you get a Range Rover instead of an Explorer?
Well, because, well, you know what? I actually, it's interesting you asked that. I was thinking about this the other day. I think I'm going to get rid of the Range Rover that I have, and I'm going to get some cute car, maybe a convertible or something. I have a nice 150 pickup truck that I actually would rather drive than the Rover. It rides better. The appointments are the same. Very comfortable. So I don't have to have all of this stuff around. I have traditionally stayed with Rovers because I like them, but I don't like them enough anymore to spend the kind of money that they cost and get basically a Ford. If I was getting something that I thought was a whole lot different than a Ford, I'd probably think, yeah, okay, this is worth the investment. But we were both talking, Meredith and I were talking about it. She drives a Range Rover, too. And what you get, I mean, all of the stuff inside is all plastic, and all the stuff in all the other cars is plastic.
Right.
So, I mean, look around at the difference between the Lexus that you drive, Jennifer, and a Toyota. If you get the upscale Toyota, I'm betting it's exactly the same car as that Lexus.
The inside is different. Plus, I have the sport model, so the drive is a little different.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. How much difference is the cost of the
I don't know.
And the price? Yeah, but you don't care.
Well, if you got the highest end, I don't know. We'd have to see what the high end would cost. I don't know.
Yeah. Just a point that I'm making about the quality of most everything. Everything is running together. Everything is more the same than not. And it doesn't make a difference whether you're buying cars, whether you're buying a house. I mean, you buy an expensive house today, and they do a lot of things with the appointments. They put up molding, and they got fancy wolf cooked stuff and everything is, but if you get into the construction, you look at the construction, it's the same as if you were buying in a, you know, a three-story apartment. It's, you know, it's how they do the appointments. It's how they do the amenities. And by the way, the same is true in clothing. You can go to a clothing store and buy what you think is a really nice suit or something that is, that you like the way it looks on you. And you find that you really, you buy the accessories, shirt, tie, I'm talking about men's dressing now, and you can buy an inexpensive suit, buy good accessories, and look really good. Not much different than if you bought a $2,000 suit. You can buy a $200 suit, and ain't much difference between that and a $2,000 suit, especially if you appoint yourself the right way. I'm not saying they're exactly the same. Most of it isn't material, it's the cut. It's the fit. It's, you know, I mean, you expect for $2,000 to get something that really looks good on you. But you can go buy jeans, for example. We go buy jeans. I went to an outlet store. Where the heck was I? I was going on my way to Florida, I think, last year, and I stopped and bought three pair of Levi jeans. And I was told what to buy, what the model was and the number was. And so that's what I bought. And, you know, I look around at all the things that are in the store, and the fellow actually told me there was another brand that was made in the same plant as the Levi's, or Lee's, one or the other, I can't remember which. But there was $30 difference in the price of the pant. You're paying for a label. Maybe there's a little difference in the fit, but is there a $30 difference? No. So, and I think that holds true all across the board, so... I think that the point I was, after looking at this Toyota thing, I'm thinking, you know, everybody's got the same airbag. Cause and then look at the appointments of the cars. Most of the stuff is all the same, comes from the same places. Anyway, it is food for thought. In a moment, speaking of food for thought, let's talk to Dr. Garth Graham about this challenge that we can all join to be the healthiest we possibly can be. That's up next here on Good Day.
Music is with us wherever we go. Whoever we're with, the sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of a Casio 88T digital piano, just $299. Listen to your favorite song on a pair of AKG K52 headphones, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale. For the last 30 years, an emphasis on physical health has been a popular topic. With a variety of exercise workouts and discussions about proper diets, staying in tip-top shape is an important part of life as we age. And while physical fitness is certainly essential for good health, the health of one's brain is often an afterthought. In efforts to encourage brain health, Brookdale Senior Living, the nation's largest operator of senior living communities, has created a brain health program called Know Your Brain, Grow Your Brain, Flex Your Brain for its residents. Carol Cummings, RN, BSN, Brookdale.
The Brain Health class includes four sessions designed to give you an overview of the brain and guidelines for keeping it healthy for a lifetime. There are also projects to engage the brain in novel and complex activities in a fun and challenging way to exercise your brain.
For more information on your brain health, tips, and exercises, visit www.brookdale.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
All right, 44 half the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Welcoming now Dr. Garth Graham, who's an MD, president of the Aetna Foundation, to talk about the Healthiest Cities Challenge. What are we trying to accomplish here, Dr. Graham? Is it a focus on specific areas, or do we want people everywhere to be more conscious of their health?
That's a good question. We definitely want people, and thank you for having me, Doc.
Sure.
We want people everywhere to be conscious of their health, but one of the things we're also trying to raise awareness is that health is beyond just you know, how much you exercise and how well you eat. That's a good part of being healthy and having a healthy city, but making sure that people have access to safe housing, places where they can work and play safely, as well as all the other things that go into making sure that your overall health is maintained is also important.
How's your health?
That's a good question. I think I'm okay. I think, you know, what I try to do every day is making sure that I'm a cardiologist, so I do the same thing I tell my patients, which is making sure that you exercise at least 30 minutes most days out of the week. And I try to do that as well as making sure you keep the fats down and the vegetables on the higher end.
Right. All right. So you're promoting healthy behavior with your own example. That's sort of when I have people that are on the program and they are touting something like this, I always want to know what really makes them tick as well. The old, you know, the old expression, do as I do and not as I say.
Right.
If you're the picture of health, then you're going to get people to follow you.
That's true. That's true. I tell my kids, do as I say all the time, not as I do. But I'll tell you, when it comes to health, I try to make it as simple as possible for myself first and as well as my patients. Take the stairs and take instead of the elevator more times than you can. Park a little bit further away from the entrance to the mall as opposed to always close by. Because we do know from a lot of good cardiac data that little steps are important, or just important as big steps, in terms of making sure that you're healthy.
So, Victoria, all that walking we did at the mall the other night paid off, you see.
It was good. I told you.
No, really, it does. Yeah. It does. And, you know, another flip side that we do is sometimes just a couple of minutes of intense exercise is just as equal to maybe 30 minutes of lesser intense exercise. Works for you.
You got to do it consistently. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I'm in actually pretty good shape people my age, but in general I'm in good shape. But every once in a while, at the end of the winter, I find myself that little roll, and so I get actively involved in shaking it off. So I've gone back to the gym now and started working out a few days a week. And, man, I'll tell you something. For somebody who knows he's in shape, in the last couple of days I have been so stiff and so sore. And what I want you to do is encourage people to get that feeling, because a lot of times people get stiff and sore and they stop. But instead, should keep going, because
that's exactly right.
It's doing well, right?
That's exactly right. You know, when you're stiff and sore, the best thing to do is to continue exercising and making sure that you add in the stretches and all the kinds of things. A couple of minutes to stretch and make sure your muscles are ready for the exercise is important. But stopping is definitely not the right thing to do. You're exactly right.
All right. So what cities are signed on to this already? Again, the idea is to get, I would think, every city involved. You're going to do a sort of a challenge to see what the healthiest city is. So who's on board already?
Yeah, that's correct. So we are trying to get on board all cities. But so for our early cities, we have cities like San Diego, Tulsa, Oklahoma, the folks in New Haven, Connecticut, Durham, North Carolina, and a couple of others. And so those cities we call kind of our early innovators. And next, in about a couple of weeks, we're going to announce another 50 cities who have signed on to work on this over the next couple of years. And really, as you pointed out, the real important message here is do the things that you know will make yourself healthy, as well as your community healthy, and that's how you create a healthy city.
So there are events going to be taking place in cities, and then there's going to be a grant to a city of $1.5 million after the establishment of which city is the healthiest. Is that right, from Aetna?
Yeah, the cities who there's about $1.5 million worth of dollars available overall, and the cities that achieve the greatest success in terms of moving these metrics are important. And if you want to look for more information, the website for us is healthiestcities.org, all one word, healthiestcities.org.
Healthiestcities.org. There's a survey that Aetna did that shows 2,000, this was a couple thousand Americans surveyed, 94% are willing to do something to make their communities healthier, and that starts with you. You want to make your community healthier, then you have to be healthy yourself, and that's the whole story behind the story, as it were. Thank you. Nice chatting with you, Dr. Garth Graham, here on the Good Day program at 50 minutes past the hour.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
From the movie Halloween, back to the year 1978 for this, the movie Scary Movies. Chucker, how old were you? Actually, I don't know that I have the answer as much as you.
I was 13 years old when that came out.
Really? And did you see it?
Never, I didn't see it in the theater. I didn't see it in a theater. I saw it in cable for the first time. I love that. I love when you play that theme music in May, Doug, I must say. but the reason
getting ready for Halloween already.
The reason we play that music is John Carpenter, the director of that original Halloween in 78, one of the most successful independent movies ever produced. It was announced yesterday. He's going to come back to the franchise as an executive producer, mentor, to a new installment from a production company called Blumhouse Productions and Miramax Films. He says that they're going to take the franchise back to its original roots. I believe there's been 9 Halloween films, 8 with the character of Michael Myers. He was involved in the first and the second one, which were easily the two best in the franchise. But these characters seem like they never really go away. They get rebooted and remade and sequelized. Myers, Freddy Krueger, and Jason Voorhees, Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th, speaking. People seem to dig these characters, and they always come back.
Yeah, but I want to know psychologically what there is about these things that appeals to you so much. What's the matter with you?
Well, I think I knew you would ask that question, so I have an answer. I think the genre of horror I think it's important in movies or TV because it's some sort of release or escape for people, and
What are you escaping from?
I think this. I don't know.
The monster
I just think,
from
I
the Black this, Lagoon. What are you running away from?
I think the fact to be scared is a fun emotion. And
really?
Listen, they wouldn't make these movies if people didn't
people
like
weren't
them.
Going to see them. Right? Exactly. People, right. All the crazy people in the world like you.
Just because you're in the vast 1% minority that doesn't like this stuff, stop complaining.
All right, wait a second. Jennifer, when's the last time you went to see a horror film?
Oh, I never go see horror films.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll watch them at home for Halloween.
Let me ask you a question. A movie like Psycho, you couldn't get into that?
Oh, no, I could totally get into that. And I could get into Silence of the Lambs. I just, you know, typically I don't see it. The horror genre, I think, has suffered terribly. They don't make good psychological thrillers anymore.
Yeah. You don't like the slasher movie, that's what you
say. I don't like the slasher movies. I mean,
fair
I might
enough.
Watch them at home.
Yeah, how about you, Victoria? What about you in horror movies?
I'm such a chicken. I get the slightest thing will give me nightmares. So, but I like Halloween.
I'm betting Kara likes them though. She sounds like the type to me that like go watch these things.
You know, it's funny. I watch Game of Thrones, but I hate scary movies because they scare me too much. I have like really vivid dreams, so I can't watch.
Hi, Sir Chucker, you're all by yourself here. You got no friends when it comes to the horror movies. All right, Chucker, movie news in a minute here on Good Day.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Sprint's taxes, surcharges, add-on and premium content subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Restrictions apply.
Hi, Chuck. What's in the movie news bag today?
I found this interesting, Doug. Director Jay Roach says that he and actor Mike Myers are very open to doing another Austin Powers film if the right idea popped in their head. Hard to believe it's been 14 years since the last Austin Powers movie.
Okay, the question, $24 question is, what's an example of the right idea?
I'm sure it would be a viable screenplay that which they think they could film that has a decent amount of laughs for them to do it. But it's interesting. I Googled Mike Myers last night. Other than the Shrek movies, and he had a part in Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, he has not done much in terms of being in front of the camera in the last 14 years. So, you know, it would seem logical that if they had an idea, him going back into the role of Austin Powers would be a good one. I'd pay to see that.
You would? How much?
$9.
$9. Good for you. That's what living in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania do for you. I'd pay $12.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.